Well, lots going on, obviously, with the vaccine rollout, and a lot of municipalities are making the point of regarding essential workers. Read a piece in the paper yesterday regarding the town of Smithtown. Here to discuss that and other things is the great supervisor of the town of Smithtown, Ed Wertheim. Haven't spoken to him in a while. We say a good morning, a belated Happy New Year to you, sir. Hope you're doing well.
Well, Jay, good morning, and it's great to be back on with you, and Happy New Year to you, too, and hope all are safe out there.
Me, too, my friend, me, too, and in order to get us really safe is, you know, according to all or some of the, a lot of the experts, is to get that inoculation. I know I read a piece, Bob Murphy, they're all good points regarding essential workers and everything else involved. Those who take care of the services within the town, they are, and they make good points, that they are indeed essential workers. What about the aspect of inoculations in that regard?
Well, Jay, what we've been doing as part of the Suffolk County Supervisors Association, we've sent a letter up to the governor. Certainly, of course, not that we want to jump ahead of anyone. However, we made the case that we have some essential workers. For example, our town clerk, our highway department, parks, buildings and grounds, multiple service facilities. These are all departments that provide vital services to the public. In the event of snow removal, solid waste and recyclables are transferred to the MSF facility. So if we were going to have to shut these facilities down, creates a huge service problem, vital services to the public. So we're just asking if we can be have those essential workers moved up on the list, and we've sent that letter to the governor, and we are awaiting a response.
Hopefully you get a response. I tell you, sometimes you don't get that response. You know, I'm still waiting word regarding the catering halls, you know, and increasing to 50% capacity. Sometimes, you know, you get frustrated with how Albany reacts. You hope you get a response. But sometimes I know it takes too long a time, and you'd like to get something here, Ed, you know?
Well, Jay, look, we have to stay on it, all of us supervisors. I can give you an example of the clerk's office. We were very close to having to shut down that office to comply with the executive orders from the governor's office. So if that were to happen, that department handles all vital licensing, birth and death certificates, vital records. So tax receiver's office, we were very close to having to close that down during tax collection season. So there are some issues here to comply with the executive orders in quarantining positive cases or folks that have been in contact with positive cases becomes very, very critical for local governments to be able to operate.
Question about it. Supervisor Ed Wertheim with us, Smithtown. Let's get into a couple of things. I was reading regarding the Hauppauge Union Free School District, Ed, and its board with a lawsuit asking a court judge to annul the zoning Smithtown after the first time it allowed developers to build apartments over the Long Island Innovation Park at Hauppauge. Where are we at with this right now? Because I know the suit alleges that the town board broke state law. What's the latest there?
Well, that's correct. The Hauppauge Union Free School District has produced an Article 78 to the town of Smithtown. It is, at this time, in the hands of our attorneys. They have begun to work on it. They're going to be foiling some information. We, of course, disagree with the Article 78 that they put forth. We did a proper environmental study on this project, and it's, in our opinion, it's a very vital project to the Smithtown community. It's residential components, mixed use, multifamily in the industrial park on certain zones that we put forth. There are 13 properties that could accommodate that type of development throughout the entire park. And as everybody knows, I think most of Long Island, the Hauppauge Industrial Park, it's the second largest industrial park in the United States of America, vital to the Smithtown economy. And what we found through 2 years or 3 years of studies is that we have a lot of young, talented people here on Long Island, but the fact that they have nowhere to live except for a single-family home, which college students that are graduating are not interested in, the result is they move out of off Long Island and actually out of state of New York. So We're going to work diligently to make that happen and of course, develop it correctly, which we always do. And we're in the stages of going back and forth with the attorneys, and ultimately we'll wind up in court.
Second only to Silicon Valley, as I refer to. And, you know, when you think about it, Ed, you're talking about a revitalization here. And, you know, you're looking at a park with all that's going on with this pandemic. You're trying to attract, and with all the vacancy this thing's facing, you know, it's an economic driver right now. And you want to attract companies to going there, and especially in tough times right now. So, you know, that is a very key situation going on right now. So hopefully, you know, you'll get some finality to this thing, you know?
Yeah, no, I really, you know, Jay, I really hope we do. I don't myself personally quite understand it. School enrollment in Hopog is down, has been going down for a number of years. And I think one of their concerns that they cite is student population. Well, you know, our objective here is, as you said, we need to protect this economy, not just in Smithtown, but all of Long Island. And I know all my fellow supervisors work every day to do that. And the pandemic, yeah, we ought to be very careful and certainly develop properly, which we always do in Smithtown. But this is a vital project, so we're going to object to it and see where it goes in the courts.
I'm with us. You're working on a lot of stuff, you know, speaking of renovations and everything else, parks, beaches. I was reading, by the end of the year, you'll have completed the restoration process of over 75% of the town's parks and beaches, that being in a four-year period, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Look, we have assembled a great team here in Smithtown, a great governmental team, Jay, and I'm very proud of our partnership. And yes, in the first 4 years, our first term, which will be ending this year, we will have completed about 75% of all our parks and recreation facilities, bringing them up to today's standards. So pretty good feat, and we did it with some capital projects, bonding money, and it's working out very well.
My favorite parks out there is Gibbs Pond. I think I was reading there where you're going to have new lighting and turf resurfacing, and, you know, you got the tennis, the basketball courts. I mean, listen, you know, you can't really appreciate it until you actually go there, folks. And if you're able to kind of play with your kids or whatever, play amongst yourselves, you know, you use some new courts, some new pavement. I mean, there's nothing like it. And it gives you an idea of how the town really works in achieving some stuff. And, you know, people always complain that they don't have this, that. But, you know, you go into those new parks that are renovated, there's nothing like it, Ed.
Well, you know, Jay, you're absolutely correct. And in these times, in these difficult times, our parks, recreational facilities, the concerts we put on, they're vital components because certainly residents need to get out, even for mental health reasons. They want to get out on a weekend. They work all hard. We have a pandemic going on, you know, very difficult times in our country, and they're very vital. I sometimes get accused of being biased spending money on parks because I was the former parks director. But I can tell you that when I was parks director, I was proud of the fact that we were noted to have some of the finest parks and rec facilities in the state of New York, right in Smithtown. So we're getting back up to those standards. I think the residents of Smithtown deserve it. And we're going to continue to go down that path.
The Landing County Club, talk to me about that. I know you're in the process of finalizing a lot of the new servicing around the pool. You're going to have some different structures there, shade stuff, a stairwell replacement. You're really kind of doing a full replacement there, correct?
That's correct. That's our Landing Avenue Country Club has an 18-hole golf course, a 9-hole golf course, and a swimming pool complex. And, yes, we're going to complete brand-new concrete surfacing around all the pools, a shade structure for the residents that use the facilities to be in the shade in the summertime, and we're doing also some work out on the golf course. We have new cart paths that have been installed, brand-new entranceway. We're putting a new restroom facility on the golf course halfway around, which was not there before. And we're excited about our relationship with MPH Management. As a matter of fact, last year we have the first female golf course superintendent on Long Island. So she's doing an excellent job. She's a great golf course superintendent. Course is looking great. Play is way up, as it is in many courses. But Landing Country Club has always been like that. I think about 15 years ago, we were rated in Golf Magazine as one of the top 33 municipal courses in the United States. So that's a facility we're going to continue to invest in.
It's pretty good. Doing a great job there, as well as the Flynn Memorial Ballpark. It's now state-of-the-art complex. I've gotten some reports on that. You got everything there. As far as the synthetic fields and the drainage is complete. And you, well, there are about four fields there, right? So you got a lot of good stuff happening in that ballpark right now, the Flynn Memorial, right?
Yeah, that's true, Jay. That's almost completed. All that's left in this early spring will be the resurfacing of the parking lot and installation of a playground. It is a four-field complex. It is state-of-the-art. It's the only complex like that on all of Long Island, and I can tell you that we have phones are ringing off the hook, quite frankly, in recreation to schedule play on those fields from USSSA tournaments on the Northeast United States. We're gonna bring some real great ventures there to that park. A lot of interest in it. What we did this fall, we allowed our little leagues to go in and play, and I'll tell you, it was a great thing to see those kids on those synthetic fields. When you get to the field, you really have to see it. You'd think you were in a minor league baseball stadium. Great project.
Aaron's stuff there. Also, Ed doesn't get enough credit. A lot. He does his thing very much under the radar, always has. But I got to tell the audience, you know, when you delivered your budget for 2021, it was pretty much the lowest overall tax increase in the county, correct? I mean, that's a pretty good deal. When you can hold the line and everything else, and you guys have always done a good job with that. How do you continue to do that for the residents of Smithtown?
Well, you know, I will tell you this. My predecessor, Pat Vecchio, as you know, was... and I was on the council for a long time. He set an example that you know, in government, you have to be frugal. You have to make sure you take care of people's tax dollars and spend it wisely. So I've continued down that path. One of the reasons, and you're correct, we had the lowest tax increase of all of Suffolk County, and very proud of that too, Jay, because that comes at a time when we had, of course, a worldwide pandemic. We had civil unrest and demonstrations all over Long Island, including in Smithtown. We had a severe tropical storm. What we did to make this happen as a town board, we took some preliminary measures by cutting 15% of all discretionary spending. We put out two early retirement incentives to blue-collar and white-collar employees. And all of those things became very successful in allowing me to produce a budget for 2021 with a minimal tax increase. And also, we're still have ample reserves, and we expect fully to have another AAA bond rating for borrowing purposes.
And think about this, you know, you can only think if it wasn't for the pandemic, the town probably would have even gone lower. You know, you have assessed evaluations and everything else on the rise, but if it wasn't for the pandemic, Ed, you can only think regarding these numbers, right?
Oh, I think that's absolutely accurate, Jay. But for the pandemic, we probably could have produced a tax decrease, including everything that we've done, you know, all year in 2020, which was quite a bit of work.
You know, you bring up the business and everything else, Main Street. We've seen some great revitalization there. How have the businesses, you know, kind of gone about what's going around these days? You know, they await some programs and everything else. The stimulus certainly has helped in round one, round two. We got it going again. But where are we at right now as far as Main Street businesses? Have they been able to hold on? I know a lot of people are hurting right now. Some have shuttered, and even for good. What about in Smithtown?
Well, there are a few businesses who were a casualty of the pandemic, of course. However, our revitalization efforts continue. I believe next year we'll be starting the sewering in the Kings Park Business District. We just completed a $500,000 off-street parking facility in Kings Park, compliments of County Exec Steve Ballone with some jumpstart money. We produced that parking lot and completed it within 1 year, and that is going to complement probably about 8 or 10 businesses in that area that suffered from lack of parking. We also completed last year Bellmead parking lot in Smithtown, off-street parking. And we purchased a property in St. James to go along with our revitalization efforts of Lake Avenue for off-street parking, which we'll begin to work on this year. So what I can tell you is businesses, our restaurants are doing well. We're pretty well known in Smithtown for a lot of great, great restaurants. They are doing well, and I could give you an example of St. James. Just these business owners, I believe, seeing that that our commitment's going to be kept with what we told them we would do. You have new businesses moving into these districts, even though they're not done yet. I know that when I took office, there were 37 vacant properties on Lake Avenue in the St. James Business District. And if you drove down there now and the project is not complete, it will be completed in this coming spring, you'll only see a handful. There are a huge interest in Smithtown, and we're going to do everything we can to attract business and keep the economy flowing.
Well, you're doing a great job, always have. And as you said, you know, you had one of the best from way back, but you have not missed a beat, and we will continue to monitor the great town of Smithtown. Ed Werheim leading the charge, the fine supervisor. Ed, thanks for a couple here, and we'll keep checking on you and chat down the road here.
Jay, thank you very much for having me on, and I appreciate the fact that you keep a close eye on us, and let's stay in touch.
No question about it. Ed Werheim.